Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. For He is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, He is worthy to be praised. Yes, He is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, He is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Yes, He is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, He is worthy to be praised. Yes, He is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah, Father God, we come this morning with a grateful heart. We come this morning, Father God, to say thank You. We come this morning to give Your name the glory and the honor and the praise. We come this morning, Father God, hallelujah, embracing the brightness and the goodness and the new mercy, Father God, of a brand new day that You have created, Father God, that You have downloaded, Father God, for us. And we say thank You for it, Father God, as we come on this morning, Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, in the name of Jesus, anywhere we have failed You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, anywhere we have come short of Your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You, Father. We realize that You did not have to do it, but Father God, You chose to do it, hallelujah, and we thank You for that, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless Your holy and bless Your righteous name, hallelujah. Our God is great, 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 great. Thank You, Lord, thank You, 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 hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, thank You, Jesus, thank You, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. God, we say thank You. Oh, Father God, thank You for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Father God, for bringing us this far. Father God, by faith in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank You, thank You, thank You. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name, Father God. Thank You, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We honor You, God. We honor You, Jesus. We honor You. We honor You. Oh, hallelujah, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, hallelujah, thank You, God, thank You, God, thank You, God, hallelujah, thank You, God, thank You, 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 Father, bless our services on today, Father God, that You and You alone may get the honor, You and You alone may get the praise, You and You and You and You alone. Thank You, Father, thank You. Thank You, Father. We commit this day into Your hands. We commit this service into Your hands. We commit, Father God, all things into Your hands, Father. thank you that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified, Father. Lord, and as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord and good morning, saints. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford, giving God all the praise and thanking God for another day. Want to apologize for the background noise. I am in a hotel. I'm in the bathroom, so I do not wake up my dear daughter, and the toilet won't stop running. So that's what you hear. But, amen, we are here in Jesus' name. I'm here. You're here. Amen. One of these days I have an assistant and I can take them on and off. Amen. But, amen, God never takes a day off. And since God doesn't take a day off, well, amen, we won't be concerned if we don't have one either. Amen. We're going to get straight to the word so I can mute my line. Amen. Glory be to God. And we can hear from the woman of God this morning as she comes. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for Mother Naomi. Mother Naomi, as we are talking about the women in the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we know, amen, that she is a woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Most people want to make jokes about their mother-in-law. There's always something negative about their mother-in-law. Amen. But we want to thank God, amen, that the Bible has something, amen, different to say, amen, about Mother Naomi. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, amen, Pennsylvania, amen, glory be to God, amen, our evangelist Nancy, amen, we thank God for her, amen, hallelujah, and to God be praised for and honor for her commitment in the kingdom, amen, we want to thank God for, amen, how she sold out, amen, glory be to God. I was meditating, amen, glory be to God, and I was thinking about all of the lovely ministry partners that we have in our ministry, and beloved, everybody in our ministry, past and present, it can be traced back directly or indirectly to either me or either Nancy. Everybody in this ministry can be traced back, amen, directly or indirectly because of Minister Nancy and myself. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God. She was here with us from the beginning. She is the bedrock. Amen. Called glory be to God. She's right there with the founder from day one. Matter of fact, God is the founder. Amen. Jesus is the founder. We're building on his rock and his foundation. But we want to thank God that from day one, she's here. Amen. And just amen, always promoting God's kingdom and always promoting prayer and always promoting, amen, Jesus Christ as Lord. So we thank God for her. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, Evangelist Nancy, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her ability. Amen. And to God be praised. Evangelist Nancy, God bless you, and the floor is yours.
Bless you too, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I say, God, I need your help. In the name of Jesus, I love you, sis. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, help me to crucify the flesh. Excuse me, that your spirit would take full control. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, as I open my mouth, God, use me for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, because all that I do, I'm going to do it too for you, to please you. And thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda, God, for allowing her to use me and so many others, God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. I think about Naomi in the name of Jesus Christ, coming out of the book of Ruth, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, I do believe she was a compassionate woman. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, I'm going to make it short but to the point in the name of Jesus. I see Naomi had a husband and two sons in the name of Jesus. And they had to, yes, God, she lost her husband and her two sons. But before her sons passed away, they got married in the name of yes, God, in the name of Jesus. You know, there's one thing in the name of Jesus. God already knew her destiny in the name of Jesus. Naomi probably, when her husband died, then turned around with two sons God died. Naomi probably was a little bitter. She probably asked God, why did you do this to me? Why did you take away my husband? Why did you take away my sons from me? You know I'm up in age in the name of Jesus. But Naomi really wasn't looking at the big picture. She didn't realize and turned around and seen her two daughters-in-law sitting right there in the name of Jesus. See, sometimes you can have a pity party. I'm not saying it was wrong or what she did. I wouldn't dare say that in the name of Jesus. See, they had to leave Bethlehem or Judah in the name of Jesus because they had the lack of food. But they did travel to the country of Moab in the name of Jesus. And that's where her two sons got married, in the country of Moab, in the name of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? God took her out to bless her sons, and that her sons would be a blessing to her, in the name of Jesus. See, we cannot figure out God, and no matter how hard you tried, and now try, in the name of Jesus. And her two daughters, I'm not sure if yes, God, Ruth, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I do believe it's Opeg, or Opeg, in the name of Jesus, her two daughter-in-laws that was left with no Naomi, in the name of Jesus. And they clinged on to Naomi, and I guess that's when I knew she had to be a compassionate woman, even though in her heart she was saddened because of her two sons and her husband, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. But see, Naomi, she heard in the background that she can go right back again from where she came from. And yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, because God has granted favor from the place of Judah where she left from. Now she can go back because now they have food there. That's why she left, because it was a lack of food. But I do believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, God moved her from Judah to Moab so her sons can get married in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, it's so interesting in the name of Jesus. You just never know who's really for you and who's really against you. So when she told her two daughters-in-law, once her husband and her sons passed, that they could go on about their life. You don't have to be here with me. And just like Pastor Bradford say, some people can't even get along with their daughters-in-law, their sons-in-law. Oh, my God, I got to go there and deal with that woman. Oh, Lord, I got to go there and deal with that man. You know I don't like your mama. Ever since we got married, she don't hardly speak to me. Ooh, Jesus. She act like she don't like me. But are you checking yourself out? You sure it's not you who she has got sending off the negative vibes in the name of Jesus. See, everybody can pinpoint everybody to blame game. It was there from the beginning of time. This is what did Adam say to Jesus? You gave me this woman, the blame game, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, I tell you the truth, she was really enriched. She might have lost two sons, but she gained two daughters-in-law in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. But the daughters-in-law didn't want to leave her. They wept. They cried. They said right here in the book of Ruth, they cried. Two times they cried when she told them, won't y'all go on and live your life, baby? You don't have to stay here with me. Look at me, I'm old. Even God bless me with sons. They'd be babies. Some of they grow up, you couldn't marry them. You'll be old then. They said, no. No, we don't want to leave you. We want to stay here with you. But see, in the name of Jesus, Naomi knew who was going to stay. She knew in her heart. In the name of Jesus, you know, see, it's like we say to God, I'll never leave you, Lord. I'm not going to forsake you, God. Not me, God. Oh, my God. Be careful what you say out of your mouth, because he got to test you on that. Oh, you really wouldn't leave me, huh? Oh, but God will put a certain amount of money in front of your face, maybe a good-looking man, maybe a good-looking woman, and oh, my God. So many people allow money to turn their back on God. So many people allow men and women to turn themselves on God in the name of Jesus because of whatever that situation may be. They turn their back on God. But you just made a promise to me. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, my God, not me, God. Not me. I don't care. I'm not going to leave you, Lord. God said, Okay, now. Oh, really? He'll put you to the test. And so many people are turning their back from God, from where he brought us from. All the manifold blessings, opening up doors that no man could close. Grant us our heart desires. Oh, but when that flesh want, with that flesh want. And it's not always sex when I say flesh. In the name of Jesus, they forgot about God. Riches and money. That's why God can't give you but so much for so many people. Because he know what that money would do. It would turn you back into sin. It would bring God to an open shame. Hey, girl, hey, don't I know you? Ain't you the one that was singing and talking? What happened to you? Oh, young man, what happened to you? Oh, isn't that the one who hit that number? All of that money, you don't remember seeing them on TV? What happened? I thought you were serving God. What happened? Oh, my God, my God. But the two daughters-in-law, yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and Naomi, daughters-in-law, in the name of Jesus, Obed said, after they cried two times, Obed said, okay, forget it. I'm tired. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to pretend. She kissed Naomi on the forehead, and she went on back to where she came from. She went back. It's a sin. She went back to her God in the name of Jesus. Brought God into an open shame. She said, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to keep it real, Naomi. I love you as my daughter, my mother-in-law. You carried me through. You were there for me. But you gave me the opportunity. You said we can go back if we want to. Go back. She wasn't expecting that, but I think she knew. That one who was going to stay with her to the end. Just like God knows who's going to stay with me until the end. So Peg went on about her business. She went back in the name of Jesus, but not Ruth. Ruth made a promise to Naomi because of what she did and how she treated her. But tell you the truth, Ruth got blessed at the end. I'm not going to go with Boaz and how she got blessed. And I mean, she really got blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. And God said, and Naomi said to Ruth, you sure? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, to see, because you could go ahead and in the name of Jesus, Naomi told her to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as she has dealt with the death and with me. See, her mother, and yes, God, her mother's house, because they would take good care of her. Because she knew how her daughters-in-law took good care of her in the name of Jesus. And they, yes, God. And they said unto her, suddenly we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have any husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have any husband, also tonight, excuse me, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry with them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is going out against me. And they lift up their voice and wept again, and Obed kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clinged unto her. And I know Naomi was so, I guess she was shocked, but yet knowing that at least somebody was there to be with her, even though she was old, she was getting up in age, she didn't think about her life and her future. She was looking at Naomi's. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And Ruth said, yes, God, was entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thy goeth, I will go. And whither thy lodge, I will lodge. Thy place shall be my, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. My God, a daughter-in-law to say this to a mother-in-law. Wherever you go, wherever your God is, I'm willing to even serve your God. I'm not going to leave you, no matter what you say to me. In the name of Jesus, I'm here to the end. In the name of Jesus, how many of us can really say that to God? God, I'm here. Where you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to see, I'll see. In the name of Jesus, God, because you've been so good to me. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I'm not going to leave you, because you never left me. You are God of your word. In the name of Jesus. And Ruth proved herself to Naomi. Yes, Naomi might have been bitter. Yes, she was. Who wouldn't be, you know, after losing her husband and her two sons? She could have I think Naomi probably got to the point that she didn't want to live anymore. Because the more you read, like, I'm not going to read but so much into the word of God. I'm just going to keep it short. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. How many of us really, truthfully, is going to go to the end and there will be time no more? Because it's going to be sooner than what you think. The time is winding down and Jesus Christ is soon to come. How many of us are really willing to stay? And how many of us right now today, you already know you're about to give up. You're about to say, I'm tired of living this life of Christianity. I'm tired of not doing this. Word of God say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Well, my God, what can you do? You can still have fun. You just got to be careful how you're having fun. In the name of Jesus, you can watch movies, but you got to be careful of the movies that you watch. In the name of Jesus, you can socialize with people, but you got to be, yes, God, careful of the company you keep. Don't let your good be evil spoken. In the name of Jesus, you can wear fine linens. It's nothing wrong with that. But these days and time, you better be careful what you're wearing out in the street. God said, be wise and not foolish. You don't go out with a Rolex watch on and your alligator shoes. And Oh, my God, God, help me right now. In the name of Jesus, old woman, wearing all her jewelry and her gold. And you got to be careful. Yes, we all like to look good and smell good, but you got to use common sense these days and time. People running up and taking people watches, and I don't even want to think about it because it makes you sad. But this is the end times. This is just the beginning of sorrow. But back to Naomi. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Naomi, I do believe it really lifted her spirits to see that Ruth stayed to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, are you willing to stay to the end to that woman or that man that you see is getting a little old? And it don't have to be your mother-in-law. It can be your parents. It can be your siblings. And maybe they might get on your nerves just a little bit in the name of Jesus. But are you willing to stay to help them? Are you willing to call them up sometimes and say, are you okay over there? In the name of Jesus, if you can, you know, maybe you could say, do you need anything? You know, I might can't get you much, but you need anything? Even though that mother-in-law might have said something or did something, and maybe not even a mother-in-law, somebody, in the name of Jesus, are you willing to stay there to encourage them, to help them? In the name of Jesus, Naomi, I do believe she had a beautiful spirit, but yet saddening heart. Because if not, they wouldn't have cried the way they cried. Even though in past she went on about her business, but she stayed until after her husband died. In the name of Jesus. So people, in the name of Jesus, the way that Ruth stayed with Naomi, in the name of Jesus, I know Naomi really appreciated. That's the same way God wants us to stay with him. Stay to the end. Don't get tricked and bamboozled by the things that's going on in the world today. If you feel as though you feel like giving up, if you feel as though you're ready to turn your hallelujah back on God, cry out to him and say, God, I know this ain't me. I know it's a trick of the enemy. And God, I'm so close to that part of this thing was the use. I'm so close to this, feel like going back and my drinking and my cursing and my cigarettes. And I feel this close because I'm overwhelmed. I just can't take it no more. And that's when God said, cast all your cares upon me because I care. I know what you're going through. I created you from your mama's womb. All I'm asking you is to come to me and give it all to me in the name of Jesus. Don't go back. You're so close to your breakthrough. Don't let the devil win, people. Stay there in the name of Jesus. As Ruth has stayed with Naomi. I don't know. Like I said, I read some of it, but I don't know if somebody else is going to be giving a message on Ruth, so I don't want to go too far. In the name of Jesus, people, I tell you, be a Ruth. As she was to Naomi, and Naomi to Ruth, and you would get your just rewards. If you read the book of Ruth, it's really short. You'll see how Ruth really got blessed just for being a blessing to Naomi. In Jesus' name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, thank you for using me for your glory, your honor, and for your praise in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And your Holy Spirit said, don't close out. Do you know him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, as your Lord and Savior today in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Have you really cried out to God to forgive you for your sins in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Oh, why put off tomorrow what you could do right now, today, right now, in the name of Jesus? Would it be one would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior from the sincerity of your heart? For God said, my people, oh yes, God. See, when you ask God to forgive you, you got to ask God from the heart, not from your lips and just from your mouth, from your heart, that it would be a transformation in the name of Jesus. Would it be one? All you have to say in the name of Jesus, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again from the dead on the third day. And I invite you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me another chance. Thank you for bringing me out of darkness into this marvelous light. I thank you. If anyone said that prayer, we welcome you as the angels of the Lord welcomes you, because they rejoice in heaven, even over that one soul. God, in the name of Jesus, anyone have repeated the sinner's prayer? Thank you, God, for the turnarounds. Let them know they might fall down, but help them to get back up again, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And when the enemy come and say, oh, you not saved, you still doing what you're doing, that they would look up in that spirit of that demon, and not to look at the demon, good God Almighty, but to say to the demon, get thee behind me. I believe the word of God. I am saved, and Jesus' name. You got to speak the word, activate the word, and believe the word. In Jesus' name we pray. We welcome you in Jesus' name. I love you. Mwah. This is Evangelist Nancy calling from the Philadelphia area. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay, Dr. Bradford, I'm free. I don't want you being in that bathroom too long, gal. I'll talk to you later. God bless. It gets a little hot in that bathroom sometimes. Gal, let me push the thing on me.
You know what? This ministry was birthed in the bathroom.
Ooh.
Remember our very first call some 12 years ago when me
That's
and my
right.
two daughters were thrown out of the house on Christmas Eve.
That's
we were
right.
In a motel. Y'all know the story.
That's
and
right.
On January 1st, New Year's Eve, I tipped in the bathroom the way I tipped in the bathroom this morning. I couldn't turn on the lights because the exhaust fan was too loud. So I sat in the dark, and I called into the prayer line. That was day number one, and we had service, and you was there, Minister Nancy. You was there, and six other people was there. We had, glory be to God, Oklahoma was on the call.
Right.
We had Ohio on the call. Amen. And you was the only one in Philadelphia. Amen.
You was, so.
And remember that. Amen. And we've been going every day since. Beloved, let me say this. We want to thank God for the word today. If you got to do God's will in the bathroom or in the closet, if you got to do God's will in a car or on Scepter, if you got to do God's will in the White House, in the pimp house, in the whore house, in the jail house. Either you in or you're out. Glory be to God, beloved. God didn't say it was going to always be cozy. He didn't say that. Just follow me. Just follow. And you know why you got to follow? Because this ties right into Nancy's message. Because you're leading somebody. Naomi led Ruth to her destiny. You got to follow somebody. And if somebody following you, you got to keep going. Glory be to God. What type of leader would I be where every time we get a little blow, every time the wind blows, I say, shut it down. Take the day off. Glory be to God. We could have fixed, I didn't even know I was going to be here today, amen, where I am. We could have, you know, prepared in advance, and we are going to prepare because I'm going to be training somebody real soon, amen, to be an assistant. So when I want to go on a real vacation, I can go on a real vacation, Amen. We're going to be training somebody. Somebody already has agreed to that. But I believe God allowed it to happen like this for a reason. Naomi led Ruth into her destiny. Baby, you got to follow somebody. Let somebody lead you to your destiny. I ain't following her. She, let somebody lead you to your destiny. As Nancy said, and the one went back because she ain't want to follow Naomi. But they got super blessed. We don't want to follow nobody. I don't need no leader. I don't need a... And they just a woman like me. And they just a man like me. And they got problems like me. I don't need nobody but me and Jesus. Oh, really? I don't think you telling the truth. You need Jesus, and glory be to God. But you need... We are our brother's keeper. And we need one another. And how can you love God whom you never see and not love his people? And he said, submit, glory be to God, to authority and every sphere of influence. And Nancy, as you were speaking, and this is why it's good to talk sometimes and it's good to listen. Because I heard, as you was talking, as the Holy Spirit said, Naomi led Ruth into her destiny. Will you follow somebody and allow them to lead you to your destiny? You don't even know where they're taking you. Ruth didn't. Naomi didn't know where she was going. Ruth didn't know where she was going either. But they made out all right. Amen. Glory be to God. And another point as you was talking, Minister Nancy, even though Naomi was sad, Naomi had trials. Naomi had tribulations, amen, but she kept going. She was a woman of faith. She was a leader and didn't even know she was a leader. See? Beloved, we got to keep going. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's following you. Glory be to God. You ain't that know Naomi was blessed. You know Ruth didn't get over there and marry that rich man and not take care of Naomi. She was taken care of. So it's so many beautiful points that you brought out this morning in the life of Naomi. She was a leader and didn't even know it. See, and this is a third point. I'm finished. Because you picked some good stuff here.
Oh, go ahead.
Hallelujah. The third point is this that you brought out this morning. It ain't even always about you. It ain't even about you. It wasn't about Naomi. It was really about Ruth. Because Jesus came through the lineage of Ruth. And Ruth had to hook up with her Boaz. But before she could hook up with her Boaz, she had to get with Boaz. Well, how did she get with Boaz? Because she followed Ruth. Baby, we better stop being arrogant and hard-headed and act like we got it going on, and we better submit to somebody. This is what I got out of this lesson today. You better submit to somebody if you like it or not. Well, they got their problems. Yeah, you got your problems too. Well, there ain't nobody perfect. But you better submit to somebody. If you want to get the whammy jammy hookup, the whammy jammy hookup that Ruth got. Suppose Ruth said, "Go ahead. I'm going back with my sister. I'm going back. I'm gonna see what's over here. Suppose she had did that, she would have missed her destiny. A lot of you are missing your destiny because you're going back, and you refuse to follow the person that God has put for you. Was she a woman? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was Mary, the mother of Jesus. See, we make all these excuses. We try to compromise like Ruth's sister did. We want to compromise and make sense within ourselves why we got to tell the Lord no when the Lord is saying yes. Why are we trying to convince God that he's wrong? And then God needs to say, God, you need to think about this a second time. Lord, have you considered this? I guess the Lord said, you've got to be joking. You've got to be joking. Huh? Minister Nancy, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You always come through. Amen. Glory be to God. And you always, I'm going to keep it short. And you do, but in those short words, amen, it was so power-packed, so power-packed. Matter of fact, I'm still bringing forth, amen, ideas and revelations through the life of Naomi, amen. But the number one thing is I'm sitting here on this toilet stool, and the water did stop running. And God said, let somebody lead you to your destiny. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And all that you do. Amen. The Lord's kingdom. Amen. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you too, Pastor. Ruth really got enriched because they heard from other people how she was a blessing to Naomi, and God rewarded her 100-fold and more.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yes. You know, I appreciate you carrying on from where I left off, because I was, but I didn't know if somebody's going to give the word of Ruth, because that was powerful how Naomi, because she was a kinfolk to Naomi, I do believe, Boaz. And I mean, he said, I heard of your richness and your kindness to Naomi, and she got blessed. I ain't saying no more because, whoa, that's something to think about. I love y'all.
It's a whole lot in that little short story.
Yes,
now,
it's a whole lot.
I'm trying to cut off, but see, you keeping it up here, evangelist, because now another point you just brought out, point number four, be a blessing to who's leading you. Be a blessing to who's leading you. Sow into their lives and then let God sow into yours. Woo! Glory. You're about to catch the Holy Ghost up in here. Yeah, Rasandare. Oh, yeah. Woo! Sow into, I heard the Holy Ghost say, sow into their lives and let God sow into yours. Woo! My God, Jesus. Ah, my God. Okay, man, is there anything else you want to say here? I'm telling you, this thing getting good and good.
No, because I'm over here doing my own shouting.
Amen. Amen. And to God be praised. Awesome word. Awesome delivery. Awesome elaboration. Amen. So many side points, front points, back points on Naomi that I really, really hadn't really gleaned prior to your message today. So, amen. God bless you. Amen. Be encouraged in the word. Amen. And have an awesome, beautiful, glorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Amen. Bless God. Amen. All right, saints. All right, saints. All right, saints. You know, I was thinking, amen, glory be to God. When I got my pickup yesterday, amen, glory be to God, and I thank God, amen. I'll tell you guys on Monday all about the event that I'm at, amen, glory be to God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And didn't even realize until I got to my destination that I didn't have my cell phone. In the first couple of minutes, I felt some kind of way. I said, oh, so-and-so, and the ministry partners might need me. And I really felt some kind of way, but I was too far gone to go back. Then after I processed that, I said, okay, well, God, maybe God has given me, a little break. Amen. Glory be to God. And then a couple minutes later, I said, what if we missed our Bibles the way we missed our cell phones? What if we missed God the way we missed ourselves? I know some people that would have went back. They would have made, look, go past the house. They would have got that cell. They say, I can't go no weekend without no cell phone. Beloved, can you go a weekend without God? Can you go a day without God? What if we miss God the way we miss our cell phone? What if so-and-so called? What if God calls? What if God calls? I might miss this text. I might miss this text. Something might happen. Well, if something happens, so what? That's what Jesus is here for. Glory be to God. You call 911, it's going to take them about 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to get to you. So what? That ain't enough time. That ain't quick enough. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. What about the days before cell phones where we traveled and had to go to the payphone? And so the Holy Spirit just really put on me, if we would just have a yearning and a love for God, the same way and want to be close to God, the same way we want to be close to our cell phones. I know some people right now, they in the bathroom. Sometimes people get mad with me because even at the house, you can only talk to one person at a time and you can only do one thing. I know some people run off the toilet to answer a phone. I know some people that jump out the shower because my cell phone is ringing. They stop eating their dinner because my cell phone. You spend an intimate time with your spouse and you're going to cut that short because somebody calling you on your cell phone. We too accessible on these cell phones. I'm telling you that right now. We too accessible. I remember one time, glory be to God, and then as soon as I get a text, I want to text right away. You can't text away. I'm busy. I'm in prayer. I'm in resting. I'm reading. When I sit down with my cell phone, and I'll respond to everybody at the same time. We're too accessible with these cell phones. And my point is this. What if we gave God that same accessibility? What would our lives be like? Oh, God is showing me some stuff. God is showing me some stuff. And I believe that all this happened for a reason. Beloved, all of this happened for a reason. Glory be to God. Some of us have jumped on that cell phone before we even tell the Lord good morning. Want to see what's on social media, who talking, how you doing, boo, blah, 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 blah. We thank God for the conveniences, beloved, but we have to keep our priorities in order. We have to keep our priorities in order. Amen. Glory be to God. So God had to hook up. Amen. I was able to call Erica, use Erica's phone. I called three people. Amen. Glory be to God. I called, amen, our main contact here in the ministry. Glory be to God. Y'all know Sister Joanne Thurman. Amen. Has been working real closely with me. I said, all right, anybody need me? Okay, you got to call Erica. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, now Nancy is up tomorrow morning. I said, Nancy likes to call me early in the morning. When she don't get me, I want her to know everything okay. I call my mama. Because if my mama called me and can't get me, my mama might call 911 for real. She said, where my baby? Huh? So I called my main contact people to say, I ain't got no phone. All right. And then that's it. Until tomorrow. Until tomorrow. Lord's willing. Amen. So just want to drop that in your ear, beloved, because the Lord allows situations to happen. It's a learning experience. A lot of times it's not a mistake. Amen. It's a learning experience. Amen. Because all things work together for good, even for those who love the Lord. Amen. According to his purposes, even when you don't have your cell phone. Amen. In Jesus' name. And I got two cell phones. And I left both. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, will you take this, will you draw closer to God? I encourage you to put yourself to the test. Turn your cell phone off one day, at least for a couple hours, to see how you feel. See how tempted you're going to be to turn it back on just in case somebody calls. Well, just let me say this as we close this morning. God is always calling. You worried about missing a phone call, missing a text? I'm telling you, God is always calling and God is always texting. Are you responding? Amen? and amen. We want to thank God. It's been a beautiful week, a beautiful, fun-filled, power-packed week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for our early morning services on Facebook. Amen. Meeting at the breakfast table this week, at the prayer altar all this week, all the beautiful teachings. Amen. On the women of the Bible. Glory be to God. Amen. Who did we have Monday? We had Priscilla. Amen. Tuesday, we had Atalia. Amen. On Wednesday, we had Vashi. Amen. On Thursday, we had Jacobed. Amen. Yesterday, we had Lydia. Amen. And today, we had Naomi. On Monday, Lord's will, we will have Zipporah. Zipporah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, ministry partners, for your support to this ministry, your backup to this ministry. I'm telling you, guys are the best. When I was having technical difficulties, and look, the technical difficulties we had this week, you guys was right there, right there. Pastor, we can't hear you. Pastor, we can't hear you. I was going, and nobody could hear me. See, but thank God for your backup. You know how many leaders don't have that? They don't have that. Amen. You say, I can't hear you. Okay. So I was able to sign off, sign back on again. And we did it, what, three times. We refused to give up. Amen. But as I heard Minister Joanne Thurman, amen, reiterate all this week, can you hear me now? Hey, can you hear me now? The glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord will keep coming at us like that, saints. Yeah, keep coming. Hallelujah. And say, can you hear me now? Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. Glory be to God for your prayers, your support. Amen. It's good. I'm telling you, it feels good getting out the house. Amen. Glory be to God. It feels good getting out the house. Thank God for, amen, my daughter, amen, encouraging me, amen, to get out the house. And down here with hundreds of people. I'll share with you guys on next week what it's all about. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. Amen. And looking forward to next week. We will be having service tomorrow. I don't know. You'll find us on social media. I'm going to see how I'm going to do this because the checkout time is 12 o'clock tomorrow. And so that means if I have, I'll probably go on Facebook a little bit early, maybe around 10. And let's say 10. I'm gonna do eight o'clock tomorrow morning. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're gonna come with a word with the Lord for the Lord on social media. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're gonna get it together. Amen. Hallelujah. We're gonna keep it going. Thank God for flexibility. All right, saints. Amen. Everybody have a good Sabbath day. Amen. Glory be to God. Whatever Jesus on your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God have mercy. God, we say thank you. That was a good word, Evangeline. That was a good word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today, all this week. Father God, your word that will not return into your void. We are learning so much, Father God, from these women, Father God. Oh, God, these precious women. Father God, we say thank you, God. Thank you. We are learning the good, the bad, the ugly, what to do, what not to do. Father God, the bottom line is to get with you and walk with you. That's the bottom line, Father. Hallelujah. You're looking for holy women, godly women, women of purpose, women of destiny, women that would tell the Lord yes. God, we say thank you. Father, as we go forward today, Father, thank you for helping us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, canceling bad news, canceling tears, canceling sorrow. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, we just can't stop thanking you. Father, every ministry partner, Father God, in this ministry, Father God, we pray that, Father God, you will meet them where they are. You will meet their needs, Father God. Oh, Father God, you keep everybody safe. Keep everybody protected, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow for us and for our families, Father God, our children, our spouses, Father God, our neighbors, our co-workers, our business partners. Oh, Father God, thank you for your protection. Thank you for the praise party last night, Father God. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you for Minister Thurman, Father God. Hallelujah. Leading the way, Father God. God bless this woman. God, sometimes it's a little heavy when people get on the call and everybody's tired. And Father God, it makes her load heavier to carry, Father God, when the people don't participate. They come, they're there. We thank you that they come, Father God, but they come in sleeping, they come in dragging, and that's a heavy load for her to carry, Father God, as being a Father God to lead. Bless her, God. Bless her for her faithfulness. Bless her for her endurance, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the praise party. God, we're going to keep praising you, but they put two people on the line. We want to say thank you, God. We refuse to quit. We refuse to quit, Father, because you haven't quit on us, and we're not going to quit on you. So we say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless Darlene Carr, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that she had a birthday this week, and it's a couple other people. We're going to have next week, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're going to take one day and celebrate all the April birthdays, Father. We're going to start doing that once a month. One day a month, we're going to bring all the birthday people together for that month and celebrate them. That way, Father, we do not miss anybody else's birthday from now on, Father, because we know birthdays are special to people. Bless Darlene Carr, Father. Grant her heart's desire, Father God. Whatever she prayed for, whatever she asked for, may it not be denied. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, hallelujah. Now, unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. And thank you for allowing me to serve you every week for the last 12 years. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen, glory be to God. It's a pleasure. I take pleasure in my service to you. Amen, hallelujah, as I serve the Lord. Amen, and thank you for allowing me to lead. Amen, hallelujah. As I follow Jesus, and I don't plan to follow nobody else, and no diagonal, no way, no shape, no form. Amen. Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good day. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Hallelujah.